Good morning, this is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing pre-opening grain comments for Thursday, March 14th. Grains mixed overnight. We have got corn and wheat steadied a little bit better, and beans down a little bit after being higher overnight. May corn up a half cent at 367, December even at 392 and a quarter. Market's still looking for evidence of this 3 million metric tons China is alleged to have purchased to be delivered out of the Pacific Northwest. A pretty unusual amount, only happened a few times over the last 30 or 40 years, so we'll have to see if that is in fact true. Export sales came out this morning, a combined 846,000 tons versus estimates of between 700 and 1.4, so down near the lower end of the range. Taking a look at the fund position, still near record short, 230,000 contracts, a pretty large amount for this time of year. Taking a look at wheat, we've got May up 2 3/4 at 450. Kansas City May up a penny at 437 3/4. Export sales down at the bottom end of, actually below the range, 346,000, pretty disappointing. Market was expecting 400,000 to 640,000. Funds have near record shorts there. Record in Kansas City, about 45,000 contracts short, and in Chicago, short about 90,000 contracts. Looking at beans, we got May down 2 cents at 8.99, about 7 cents off the overnight high. November down 2 cents, 9.33 3/4, also about 6 3/4 cents off the overnight high at 9.40 1/2. There was a report released earlier that Trump is in no hurry to get a deal done, and that any meeting will most likely not occur at the earliest until later in April. So a late March meeting is off the table. Markets didn't like that news, obviously, and broke down later in the session. Export sales good, 1.9 million metric tons versus estimates of between 400,000 and 1.9, China being the majority of those purchases. In outside markets, you've got the dollar up 24 ticks at 96.75. Crude oil up 15 cents a barrel, 58.41. Dow down about 50 points in pre-opening trade. And on the weather front there, there's a lot of bad weather moving through the Midwest, a lot of moisture thawing out, and rivers cresting. So we will have to keep an eye on this and see if we do in fact get any sort of planting delays. But right now we're really, again, keeping an eye on these continued delays in any agreement between the U.S. and China. Market is really not liking that uncertainty at all. That's all I have for this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good day.